This is Free Talk Live. Kicking off hour number two. Bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, anything that's on your mind goes, if you make the call, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we get all kinds of good stuff for you, including the archives, the last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described, right there on the front page of the website. And it's totally free. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. Just go to freetalklive.com and grab them up. In fact, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. The show about your calls. If we got a call coming in, we start with it in the hour. So let's go to Jim in Las Vegas. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Evening. I have some update on Lauren Canario.
Okay, this is Jim, the husband of Lauren Canario, the activist, Free State Project member and activist who was arrested earlier this week in New London, defending, basically, she was there trying to speak at a town meeting, and they arrested her and threw a whole bunch of charges at her. She refused to be fingerprinted. She actually refused to go into court on the morning that she was to be arraigned. They had to carry her up the courthouse steps, and they doubled her bail from $5,000 to $10,000. As of yesterday, Jim, you had not spoken to her since she was arrested, so you didn't really know quite what was going on. You've got an update for us. What's up?
Well, some of the people were going to go down to the courthouse and give her some support. She's no longer at the courthouse. She's at the York prison in York,
Jeez.
Connecticut.
Prison? State prison?
She's being held under the Patriot Act.
What?
Amazing.
And ostensibly it's just potential crimes against the state.
Oh, my gosh. She's being held under the Patriot Act? Where did you get the information from?
Somebody in the courthouse.
Wow.
Crazy.
It's
well,
all scuttlebutt, but, you know, essentially it's the nationalist socialist state come to life.
Sure. I've heard that you're getting ready to head over to New London at some point to, I guess, to give her some backup to be there. What are you going to do?
Don't know when I get there.
Okay. But you are going?
Yep. I just hope I'm not as angry then as I am now.
I can only imagine.
I can only.
How long have you been together with Lauren?
27 years we've been married.
Right, and you told us yesterday that she was formerly a firefighter with the Army in a helicopter unit, correct?
Yep, we met in the helicopter unit there in Fort Rucker, Alabama.
I just think it's interesting that somebody who has served her country,
yep,
in the
with
past.
Heroism.
Right, she was a firefighter.
Right.
Somebody who served her country and who is standing up for freedom and liberty in this nation is treated to a jail cell as a result of it.
Well, that's the Nazi state for you.
It is, and that's what we're fighting against here. And so, Jim, keep us informed. Thanks for the update, man. We appreciate hearing from you, and our best. 800-259-9231. Wow.
That's incredible.
It really is. And actually, I've heard that the Free State Project, some of the Free State Project members are going to be heading down there over the weekend to, stage a protest out in front of the jail. But now they need to know that she's in York Prison instead of the county jail. So more as we get to it. I mean, as we give you we'll give you the information as we come across it. Until then, let's talk about, speaking of New Hampshire, Dave from New Hampshire is back with us. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello, sir.
Tell you what, the summertime lull is definitely over.
Yeah, no doubt about it. What's going on?
I just wanted to say, first, God bless Jim and Lauren for what they are doing. I mean, that is incredibly courageous what she has done. It's perfect. Gandhi couldn't have done any better.
She's my hero, personally. I think it's awesome.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sorry to see she's in prison now as a result of it. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Are you going to be one of those people going down this weekend? I know they're getting a carpool together or something like that.
Oh, no, somebody important is coming to town this week, and I'm taking her through the notches. So we're going to enjoy freedom just briefly while everyone else works against slavery.
Well, you can't be at every protest, Dave, and you are certainly one of the most active people in New Hampshire, so I guess you deserve a break from time to time. What are you doing tonight?
Well, I just wanted to give you a quick shout, let you know another piece of news that's been going on with regard to the Free State Project. We had our FEMA flag burn tonight. In front of the federal building in Concord, New Hampshire.
In front of the actual building where the FEMA office is in the state of New Hampshire.
Exactly. And as I was driving
How
there,
did the FEMA people react to seeing their flag for the first time?
Well, they heard about it beforehand, and as we were driving up here, I got a little call from a federal agent asking us not to do it.
Really?
No. Please don't burn the flag.
Wait, hold on a second. You, back when we had the unidentified flying objector, the guy that Russell from New Hampshire, who went into the airport and refused to show his identification, the feds were investigating him, and you actually met up with one of the feds. And I guess chit-chatted with them a little bit. Was it the same guy?
Oh, these were marshals. And actually, it was a marshal that I knew because I've been bugging him about their handling of the New Orleans thing because they were implicated in some of that. So I
right.
bugging him and bugging him.
So he called you this time?
He called me this time. I've been asking him questions, you know, and he said he'd call me back and answer me. Well, he didn't call me back until I showed up with the until we showed up with the FEMA flag, but until he knew we were going through this stuff. Hang on just a second. Got a little lane change here.
Was this protest, the FEMA protest, published in any newspapers? I mean, how did people find out about it in advance?
Yes. That's the important thing, is that this seems to have been a hit with the press. We've got news coverage in advance, and then we got the Concord Monitor came out and covered it today. And
excellent. So the press was actually there.
Yeah, they were there for it. And also an NPR guy came by. Although I don't think he was there to cover it, he just kind of found out about it and came to see who we were and everything.
This so you set off a bomb.
Two really good, I think, really good long-term press contacts out of this that really seem interested in covering the next thing we do. So that's kind
excellent.
Of nice.
What was the turnout like for the Free State activists?
It was really small. It was just six of us.
Hmm.
So you can see that even a very small number of people can make a big difference.
Absolutely. I mean, at least that's, I mean, I think it's great that you can pretty much guarantee to get 5 to 6 people out there at this point, and the migration to the Free State Project hasn't even officially begun yet. I mean, really, there's only been about 120 people that have actually moved into the state, and all of these people have sort of jumped the gun and gone early, which, by the way, I totally encourage. If you are looking for liberty in your lifetime, and you join the Free State Project, and you think you have to wait until it reaches 20,000 members, and we're currently at about 7,000. If you think you have to wait, you don't. Go early. I mean, help these guys get the ball rolling there, because they're just doing, you're doing some amazing things. You call us at least once a week, Dave, with new protests, new outreach events, just exciting things happening for liberty in the state of New Hampshire. So we're glad went well tonight.
You have more rights as the United States. You have more rights in the United States if you are a New Hampshire citizen, ultimately. You've got a lot of reciprocity, a lot of guns, a lot of places you can go if you're a New Hampshire resident where you have gun freedom. If you cross the border into Massachusetts, you're subject to fewer Massachusetts laws if you're a New Hampshire resident.
Really?
It's not a huge difference, but, for instance, you're required to have health insurance, or they're starting to require you to have health insurance in Massachusetts pretty soon.
Huh.
And that won't matter if you're a New Hampshire resident. You're required to have car insurance if you live in Massachusetts.
And you don't have to in New Hampshire either.
You don't have to have that in New Hampshire. So there's all these things, there's all these freedoms. Even if you actually live, a few miles south of New Hampshire, you still benefit greatly from being a New Hampshire resident. And you don't have to pay any income tax on income earned in other states. So.
Dave, just always good hearing from you, and keep up the good work. Enjoy your little vacay this weekend, all right, man?
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. So he mentioned FEMA, disaster response, and of course we know how terrible FEMA is at responding to disasters.
Disastrous response.
Right. They're a government agency. They fail at everything they try to do. Unfortunately, their stated mission, one of the things they try to do is to allegedly save lives, and, well, they're failing at it. And, well, one of the other aspects of government responses to disasters is government flood insurance mileage. And you've got some information about this. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I've got an article here that really tears it apart.
We are going to destroy government flood insurance, the federal flood insurance program coming up. Of course, if you want to chime in, 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book, and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. But there's more to oxygen than just breathing. Two-time Nobel Prize winner Otto Warburg stated, where cells get enough oxygen, cancer will not, cannot occur. Atmospheric oxygen levels commonly dip as low as 10% in indoor and urban environments. Is it then any wonder we have so much chronic disease in today's world? We all need the unmedical miracle, oxygen. This book will teach you simple, inexpensive ways to increase your body's oxygen level without negative side effects. This is especially important for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and health-conscious persons. Order the Unmedical Miracle Oxygen Book for yourself today and pay just $14.95. We now ship free of charge to any U.S. or Canadian address. Get the Unmedical Miracle Oxygen Book with free shipping by calling 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416. To learn more and order securely online by clicking the Oxygen banner at gcnlive.com.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. Bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can vote for the show. I believe our friends over at podcastalley.com are finally getting their site put back together. It's still, even though they've been having so many server troubles, the reason they've been having the server troubles is because they're so popular. He built this site and people just started coming to it and coming to it, and it started getting press and more press, and just, I think it just overwhelmed the server that he started with, and he didn't know quite what to do. I guess it was quite a process to get everything transferred over, so hopefully PodcastAlley.com is going to start being more responsive, going to be there when you go to vote.freetalklive.com to vote for the show. So if you have yet to vote for the show in the month of September, that's the place to go and do it. Of course, it does us a lot of good, your vote. It brings us press attention, and it costs you nothing but maybe a minute of your time, and you need your email address, and that's all that's required. Vote.freetalklive.com.
13 votes would be really great right now.
Yes, indeed.
Yep. Today, over 740,000 people are celebrating their birthdays. Tomorrow, another 740,000 people will be celebrating theirs. If you want to make one or two of them feel terrific on their special day, call 1-800-Flowers.com. They have the freshest flowers and lots of other gifts. Use code FTL at checkout to save 10% towards a terrific selection of flowers and so much more. Call, click, or come in, 1-800-Flowers.com. It's your florist of choice.
So let's talk about flood insurance, man, which not just any old flood insurance. You know, if you buy a house and you're in a semi-flood zone, it costs you more, usually, with your insurance company in order to get yourself a policy with that company. But we're not talking about insurance companies providing flood insurance.
No, no, we're not.
We're talking about taxpayers paying for flood insurance.
Mm-hmm.
For who?
Well, who lives close to the water?
The wealthy.
Well, rich people.
Fans of Mexican immigrant workers.
No. Sorry, they pretty much inland, you know.
Yeah.
Wrong side of the tracks, too.
Yeah, well, pretty much all wealthy people.
Yeah,
and
always.
Lobstermen.
I don't know. I don't think the lobstermen can afford to do it. I think the lobstermen drive to the dock.
Yeah,
yeah.
It seems to me that only the wealthiest live on the waterfront. And we've come to accept that in America. Like, that's okay. But the fact is, we are putting them there. We're financing these people's big houses.
We're making it easy for them. There's no... You don't have to really give it a second thought if you're a wealthy person
right.
in America and you want to move your house right out onto stilts in the middle of the water. I mean, the federal government will pick up the tab for it, basically,
right.
on the taxpayer dime.
Absolutely. Here's an article by Ann Applebaum. It's called Back to Trent Lott's House. This is a quote from George W. Bush on September the 2nd is how she starts the article. Out of the rubbles of Trent Lott's house... He's lost in his entire house. There's going to be a fantastic house. And I'm looking forward to sitting on the front porch.
That's what George Bush said.
Yeah, he's looking forward to sitting on the front porch of the new and improved Trent Lott's house.
Because Trent had one in the Nolens area?
Yeah, no? I think it was in Mississippi.
Okay.
And now that Anne begins to write.
So it was totally wiped out, I presume, by the hurricane.
Yes. Anne Applebaum begins to write. Now that it's been a suitable interval has passed, perhaps it's time to return to the question of Senator Trent Lott's house. What interests me is not the now tired question of whether the president ought to have promised to rebuild the Mississippi senator's family home on the Pascagoula beachfront before mentioning the lost homes of thousands of much poorer, less notorious people. What interests me is why his house was built on the beach in the first place.
Hmm.
At first glance, the answer appears simple. Although I haven't had the pleasure of visiting the senator's home, it's pretty safe to guess that he wanted to live by the water because it's psychologically soothing and aesthetically pleasing.
It is awful nice.
It's
mm-hmm.
quieter, too, having seagulls instead of neighbors. It's nicer to sit on the front porch. But it's also true that many people build houses along the water because it makes economic sense to do so. I'd venture to say just about everybody builds houses on the water because it makes economic sense to
Certainly
do so.
Certainly does.
You mean with the flood insurance?
Well,
besides the flood insurance. Oh, because of the investment factor.
Right. Well, it makes sense because there is federal flood insurance.
Right.
But
okay.
Let me go through the article before you start picking it all apart. Houses or apartments with ocean views command higher prices.
Mm-hmm.
Beachfront property owners can demand higher rents. Beachside businesses, casinos, hotels, restaurants spend money. And spin, like as in make money.
Okay.
And best of all, the risks of owning beachfront property, the risk from flood, hurricanes, and erosion, are covered by other people. Federally subsidized flood insurance programs and state-subsidized beach renourishment programs ensure that the taxpayers, rich, poor, local, national, pay for damage to property built close to the water. To put it differently, Lott's house was on the beach because you and I paid for it.
Yep.
Now, you know, if you live in Kansas and there's no water for 500 miles, you're paying to put rich folks on the beach here on Longboat Key, just a few miles from where we're broadcasting.
That's right.
Sick. It's one of the richest zip codes in America. And thank you, all you middle-class workers, for putting those folks out there.
Don't forget the poor people, too.
The poor people do it, too.
They pay taxes as well.
Absolutely. Barring an unforeseen dose of political sanity, we're about to subsidize the reconstruction and even expansion of more susceptible beachfront communities, too.
What a really sweet deal. I mean, you build a house, and maybe you get lucky, and you go 15 years before a disaster mm-hmm. strikes, and by that time, you can build a new house.
Yeah,
your bigger whole house gets wiped out. You can improve. You can use the new building techniques
mm-hmm.
and get a nice, better house.
Yep, absolutely.
And you don't even have to pay for it, right? I mean, if your house is ruined, doesn't the federal flood insurance program pick up the cost of the entire new house?
I don't know exactly how it works. I don't have federal flood insurance.
Even if it's a quarter of the cost, it's still outrageous.
Yeah. Well, I'd say that it's vastly larger
sure
than a quarter of the cost. Leave aside New Orleans for a moment with its special history and its particular geography. Folks, focus instead on the rest of the Gulf Coast, much of which has wiped out no less thoroughly. Just like other hurricane-prone, flood-prone, erosion-prone parts of the country, the Florida Keys, the Outer Banks, Texas and California coast, the Gulf Coast recently has experienced an extraordinary building boom. In 2003, approximately 153 million people lived in U.S. coastal counties, an increase of 33 million people since 1980.
Okay.
By 2008, 7 million more will probably have moved there, too.
Hmm.
As a result of this success, beach developers tend to be disproportionately wealthy and politically influential.
Oh, yes.
And therefore, usually good at fighting zoning laws and grabbing subsidies. Even after Hurricane Andrew forced Florida to establish stricter building codes, the owners of Hot Florida Panhandle Real Estate managed to get a raft of exemptions for their region. One North Carolina beach community, Emerald Isle, has collected millions of dollars in state and federal money to combat erosion, even though some 80% of Emerald Isle's new artificial beach is privately owned and inaccessible to the public.
Oh, my
Taxpayers
God.
Taxpayers paid for the beach, and they can't use it.
That's amazing. What you're talking about, the renourishment, is where they send out a big old barge with essentially what's a huge pipeline that they run up to the beach, and then they turn on the engines or whatever, the big vacuum cleaner at the bottom of the ocean, and it sucks up a bunch of fresh sand from the very bottom of the ocean.
Shoots it up on the beach.
And they distribute it on the shoreline. You're telling me that taxpayers on the panhandle of Florida...
No, this is in South Carolina.
Excuse me. Taxpayers in South Carolina paid to have the beaches renourished on private property.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big boondoggle of a program anyway, even if it's on public property.
It's federal money, actually, so taxpayers
everywhere.
For it.
Even the people in Alaska.
Yeah. I don't understand how this happens.
Well, people aren't paying attention. That's how it happens. Nobody knows about this stuff.
Government's too powerful. They just slide this crap all around. They've gotten so powerful, we have no idea.
How many middle-class poor people know that this program's even in existence? More coming back. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. So my question is, how many of you knew that there was this program called the Federal Flood Insurance Program? I don't really think very many people knew about it. I didn't know about it until earlier this year when I read John Stossel's book, where he specifically addressed it and revealed it for what it was, which is just a disgusting welfare program for rich people.
It really is. It's a terrible. It's wealth redistribution in the wrong direction. Not that I think that wealth redistribution is right, but, I mean, to take money away from lower from taxpayers. It's not fair to say that just lower and middle income, but taxpayers. And everybody knows that it's the middle class that carries the largest proportion of the tax burden.
Sure.
To take money from the middle class and give it to people that are wealthy enough to own beachfront property.
We're going to get right back into it, but first you need to go to freetalklive.com and check out our live streaming. We've got a broadband feed. We've got a dial-up feed. It's, of course, totally free, freetalklive.com. So go and enjoy that. Of course, you can bring up anything political, personal, 1-800-259-9231. But right now we're talking about this flood insurance program. You've got an article about apparently Trent Lott, who's one of these big-time senator types, representative, whatever. Anyway, he's apparently from Mississippi, so his house was destroyed in the recent hurricane.
Yeah, he's on the Pascagoula coast.
Right, and now it's going to be rebuilt on your dime.
Yeah.
Yeah, you, listening.
Him and everybody else.
Right.
Because all these people have federal flood insurance.
Right.
And federal flood insurance is subsidized by the American taxpayers.
Meaning they don't have to even care, really, about where they build their house. And,
no.
And there's also other federal disaster insurance. I think that there is federal flood insurance, but I think there's also, like, federal cliff insurance.
Yeah.
So you can build your house on the side of a cliff and all other kinds of risky, crazy places that only the richest of the rich will build their houses. They get them paid for if something terrible happens. So what? Give me the rest of the detail here, man.
Okay. As the Post's Michael Grunwald recently pointed out, Lott himself used his political clout to force an Army engineer out of his job after the man had the temerity to suggest that Mississippi stop building casinos along the flood-prone coast. 20 of those casinos were destroyed by Hurricane Katrina, and the 16,000 people who worked in them have lost their jobs and probably their homes as well. The pattern doesn't hold across the country. Now, so Lott had this guy fired for saying something as silly as, hey, maybe we shouldn't build all our casinos out here.
This might be a bad idea.
What if our casinos were inland a little bit? Some of them. Any of them. Just one.
Shut up, peon.
You must go. Off with his head. The pattern doesn't hold across the country, away from the ocean. Entire towns have happily moved uphill after catastrophic flooding in the Midwest in the 1990s, when the government paid them to leave. Not that I support the government paying to leave, but I think that if the government wasn't paying them to stay, they'd be just as likely to leave. But with few exceptions, coastal victims of hurricanes and floods have not only refused to move inland, they've also used post-disaster government funding to build more and higher buildings with fewer restrictions than ever before. To reverse this trend, politicians will have to do a lot more than write checks and come up with neat new names for old housing programs. Instead, they will have to force coastal property owners to pay the real cost of the risk that they incur by building in dangerous places.
But they're not going to. You cannot expect the politicians to do this. And for the exact reason, I mean, the number one primary reason, beyond the fact that they've got rich constituents that are lobbying them for these programs, they themselves are the biggest beneficiaries. They create these programs so they themselves can benefit. That's what this is all about. It's all about Trent Lott and George Bush and all these other big hot shots in Washington, D.C., being able to build wherever the hell they want to and have the taxpayers pick up the dime when something goes wrong. If it's not for the benefit of the rich constituents, it's for their own benefit personally, and there's no way you're going to be able to convince them otherwise.
I don't see how you can. I mean, it seems to me that their faces are just too thoroughly in the trough on this one.
Now, who qualifies? Out of everybody living in coastal territory in the U.S., who qualifies for the federal flood insurance?
I believe everybody. Yeah, everybody who lives in these areas.
The flood-prone areas, yeah.
Right. They would not only have to stop subsidizing flood insurance, they would also have to require developers to pay heavier taxes and higher insurance premiums. They would have to alter incentives in order to encourage building further inland. They would have to, I don't believe in that at all, you know, incentive is my foot. The incentive would be, well, the free market would say that it's really damn dangerous to build in areas that flood.
Right, all it would be, if you were going to build a house, you could buy any old property you want to. Okay, you should still be free to buy beachfront property, and you should still be free to build on it, but it should be your risk 100%. If you can't find an insurer, you know, if Allstate or whatever the home insurance companies are don't want to back you up on your stupid, stupid decision to build on the waterfront, then they shouldn't have to.
No.
And you should be able to just go it on your own.
Yeah. If you
throw caution to the wind.
If I want to build on the cliff of a volcano, nobody's going to cover me.
No.
No insurance company in their right mind is going to cover me right there on the teetering edge of Mount St. Helens.
But old U.S. government, they'll step up to the plate.
Yeah. Federal volcano insurance.
Yeah. They sure will. This is exactly how government works. What it does is it takes responsibility. And it assigns it to other people. In fact, it actually takes, like, cause and effect, right? You build a house on the side of a cliff. You build a house next to the ocean. Eventually, something bad's going to happen to you. I mean, it's almost a virtual guarantee that after X amount of years, your house is going to be wiped out. Okay? Hopefully, you won't be in it at that time. Well, you're going to be wiped away. And so it takes the consequences of that decision, that choice that you as an individual, you as a property owner, made that choice to build on that property. It takes the potential consequences and distributes them communistically, communally, across the entire society. And it's wrong.
It is wrong.
It's un-American.
If I'm not living on the coast, I shouldn't have to pay flood insurance. If I'm not living in a floodplain, no flood insurance for me. Because I'm smart enough to build my house on the top of a, you know, nice peak or ridge or hill.
If all the rich people want to create their own little mutual aid society where they all pony up, you know, $500,000 a year so they can have their own little insurance company.
They're not going to do that crap because it's
not
a lot cheaper when they have the middle class foot the bill.
Now,
us working stiffs.
Now, this flood insurance is totally egregious, but do you think that out, say, in the Midwest, that there's federal twister insurance?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
That's a good question.
It's, you know, generally, insurance companies will cover wind, not flood. I mean, that's my experience.
Right.
So twisters...
And twisters are random. You don't know where they're going to come
and
down.
And small,
right?
You know?
Well,
when a flood goes... Well, a twister
is
small.
The damage is hardcore.
Right. Well, yeah, in one spot.
Let's go to the phones to someone in the Midwest. Andrew in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good,
quite
sir.
Well.
Yeah, I've been just listening in. I work for Burger King, and I'm paying this from my dime?
Yeah.
What the hell?
This is what you get.
You didn't know about this, did you?
No.
It's
seriously, what the hell? I mean, I'm a working guy. I go to college, and I'm paying for people who built their little houses in a fucking bowl.
Oh, you're on live radio. You got to be careful. I'll get you.
It is ridiculous, and certainly I can understand being livid about it.
Yes.
But those people that have built their houses right there on Lake Michigan, up in Indiana, you're paying for the insurance, man.
Happy days. Thanks for the call, Andrew. And obviously was very upset about having to pay for this stuff.
Yeah, who can blame him?
800-259-9231. Well, if you start talking out about things like this and you gain a little bit of celebrity, you might have the FBI do a little bit of research on you. We'll come back, talk about that. The FBI possibly has a file on you. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. 800-259-9231.
Will taking vitamins make you healthy? Guess what? God didn't make a vitamin tree. He combined and proportioned the nutrients we need for total health and pure whole foods. Unfortunately, eating properly is difficult in today's world. We must find organic foods, ensure their freshness, buy them, prepare them raw, then eat and fully digest them. Most of us cannot complete all those steps, and thus we remain malnourished. URI International has the perfect solution. URI grows foods organically in the world's richest soil, harvests them at their peak, and dries them to powder in seconds at temperatures below 88 degrees Fahrenheit, locking in 100% of their nutrients. This pristine powder is encapsulated into URI whole food products, making instant and complete nutrition readily available for you. Access these premium whole foods through URI's wholesale membership program today. Just call 435-586-8125. That's 435-586-8125. Use promotional code 18222 or learn more and join online by clicking the URI banner at gcnlive.com.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there with thousands of posts for you to surf around through, hundreds of people interacting, totally free, everything from fun posts to totally serious stuff online, freetalklive.com.
Give calorie-free birthday fun with 1-800-Flowers.com's bestseller, the birthday flower cake. This cake-shaped flower arrangement is sure to impress everyone. Use code FTL to save 10% at checkout, towards good towards a selection of fresh flowers and lots of other gifts. Call, click, or come in. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
So, the Federal Bureau of Bureaucrats has been, I guess, for a long time investigating certain people. Jason, what do you got for us tonight?
Well, did either of you know that Liberace may have had a gambling problem?
The pianist?
That's right.
No, I didn't know that.
No. And do you really care?
No. Not really.
I don't really care if he had
that's
a
his business.
Yeah. Well, the FBI cares. And they keep files. They have their files on everybody. Well, the file, for example, on Vlagio Valentino Liberace, Reports that the rhinestone-wearing Las Vegas entertainer was betting with a bookie in blue-collar Buffalo, New York for years.
My God.
Undermining the American way of life.
Yeah. In Buffalo, but in Vegas, it's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can bet that. That
of course.
It's okay there.
Yeah, nobody does that. No Americans would ever do any gambling on sporting events.
Right.
No, that would be
Or just
illegal.
Call somebody in Vegas right. and make their bet there.
Well, it definitely doesn't stop there. These files, which have recently surfaced as a result of the Freedom of Information Act, they chronicle everything from mass marketer Walt Disney, mass murderer Ted Bundy, Groucho Marx, Albert Einstein, just all sorts of different folks. The sheer volume became clear in response to the aforementioned FOIA.
Freedom of Information Act.
Request by the Associated Press for every FBI, quote, high visibility memorandum filed between 1974 and 2005. Now, this lists celebrities from A, Louis Armstrong, to K, Danny K, to Z, Ephraim Zimbalist. he was in a show, television show called The FBI, as a matter of fact.
What did he do?
Well, he
pretended like he was an FBI agent on TV. Come on, what do you think?
Of course.
Oh, you mean as far as what do they have on him?
I just want to know what kind of dirt they've got on the guy.
Well, they've got dirt on all sorts of folks. One, for instance, Groucho Marx. Just
he sounds suspicious already. Those Marx brothers,
yeah,
just sounds bad.
Yeah,
Groucho, Zonko, and Carl, bad guys.
Zonko and Carl? Harpo.
Groucho, Harpo, Chico.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
I know Carl was a Marx.
No, he was certainly a Marx, though not a funny one by any stretch of the imagination. Well, Groucho Marx security investigation was opened up in the 50s because allegation of his possible affiliation with the Communist Party.
Who made the allegation?
Doesn't
somebody
say.
Somebody who knew his last name was Marx.
Right.
It doesn't say, but what it does say is that the allegations were never corroborated.
Mm.
So they have apparently they have tons of dirt on people and. It's just hearsay.
You know what I would like to know? I mean, I think this is interesting, but what I'd really be interested in knowing is how much time did they spend on Groucho? You know, when they got the report, when they got somebody called in, look, I saw this guy on television the other day named Groucho, and that tells me that he's angry, and his last name is Marx, and that tells me he could be a communist. You guys might want to check him out. At that point, how much time, how much effort, how many taxpayer dollars were spent to investigate this one celebrity? And you're saying, Jason, that they have probably hundreds, if not thousands, of celebrities.
Many more, actually.
Yeah.
While the FBI won't come out with a concrete number, it's estimated that
worthless.
It's somewhere over 6 million.
Expensive.
Wait. 6 million celebrities or just 6 million different people?
And these are
just
6 million folks.
They're just kind of highlighting the celebrities in this particular news article. So they're spending all this time and all this money, this 6 million people over decades, for what? How much has come out of this? I mean, does it actually say whether or not they picked up any of these people and charged them with anything? Or?
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
Zippo.
And
he was another Marx brother.
And most of the files they have on people contain the most trivial of information.
Gets up at 6 in the morning, uses two boxes of tissues every 3 weeks. Oh, really? Do they give examples?
Jackie Gleason, for example.
Drinks a little too much?
Yeah. Might hit his wife every once in a while.
Well, the
file concerns the FBI's assistance in 56. He wanted to help locate his father. So now they have his fingerprints and they have a file on him.
Wait, they have a file on his...
Because
Jackie
he wants
Gleason's
to locate
father?
His father?
Yes. They have a file on Desi Arnaz, claiming he was a part of the Cuban Communist Party.
Uh-huh. Well, look here, man, he's got that accent and everything.
Yeah. Well, he may have been. Maybe I don't know. In Cuba, do they sign you up for the Communist Party when you're born?
Probably. Well, from the age of them, the Castro took over in 62.
59, I believe.
They might give you one of those.
He might have landed in 59. I don't think he took over until 62.
I'm pretty sure Bautista was ousted in 59.
Okay, well,
they might give you one of those Hobson's choices where, you can sign up for the Communist Party or sign up for death.
Right. Well, in any case, Desi Arnaz and Lucille Ball, of course, both have files on him because they're suspected communists.
Oh, yeah, those communists that just turn oodles into oodles of dollars based on their market-based things
oh, yeah.
that they do.
That survive in a
Reading
capitalist society.
Television shows.
If I'm right about the year that Castro took over, I'm going to make you cry.
Syndicating them.
That's
more
fine.
On
That's
the way. 800-259-9231. Quick update from New London, Connecticut. We got news about, they might actually be ejecting the heads of the New London Development Corporation. Big news coming back. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product. Listeners have been having tremendous success with No BO. Now Janet would like to introduce to you her new products, like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the four oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success handmade body soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat. And the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the NoBio deodorant, lotion bar, and the handmade all-natural soap and enjoy the Sweet Smell of Success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NoBio. That's 1-888-881-6626. Or visit no-bio.com today.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
The weather is getting warmer, and you'll be out on the highway towing, which creates heat and premature wear in your automatic transmission. Make sure you protect your vehicle with Protecta Synthetic Transmission Treatment. Protecta will reduce wear, heat, and deposits. Don't get stuck along the road waiting for a tow truck. Get more when you treat it right with Protecta from SFR. Available today. So, you got a new ride. Now it's time to protect that engine with Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment. Protecta offers a 200,000-mile warranty on the engine, which is the best in the industry. When it comes to maximum performance and a long-lasting ride, get more when you treat it right with Protecta Engine Treatment from SFR, available today.
For a store near you, go to sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control, even in these remaining moments. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online. We got all kinds of free stuff for you there. The entire site, the bulletin board system, archives, updates, Shrine of Female Listeners, live streaming, all of it on the house. We ask you for nothing. Well, we are asking you for a voluntary contribution, $3 a month. That's all it takes to amp the show. Advertise, market, and promote. This is not $3 a month to pay Manwich or Jason or even me. All of these $3, we turn right back around into promoting Free Talk Live. We buy industry advertising. We buy internet advertising as well. And it's making a huge difference already. We're already over 5% of the way to our goal. Once we reach our goal, we will cut back on the commercial time on the show by at least 25%.
You know, we've got about 95 amplifiers now, and it's nice to see that some people are as committed as we are to Free Talk Live. You know, we come in here and we do this show, and it's a labor of love.
Almost three years now on the air, and nobody's ever gotten paid.
It's true.
Really?
Really?
We got paychecks way back in the day when we were back on the FM station.
Yeah.
Like two and a half years ago.
Insultingly low paychecks.
Yeah, they were paying us like $2 an hour to do the show.
Like we were some other business or something, and so it, like, it was contracted in. I don't know.
I don't even remember.
I love doing the show, and you know, it all comes from the heart. So it's wonderful to see 95 people out there that like it, as you know, that they're at least somewhat passionate.
And that's 95 people after only about 3 months of doing this.
And
so
they have to jump through hoops to do this PayPal thing. I mean, it's not easy.
It's not difficult either. I mean, you go and you click on a button and you sign up for a PayPal account.
How long
if you don't
already
have one. If you already have a PayPal account, seconds. It does not take long at all.
Really?
If you don't have a PayPal account, you will have to go through some hoops.
PayPal seems a little daunting to me.
Well, that's okay. There are other options. In fact, you're working on another option.
I am.
Well,
I'm going to try to make it easy for the website and
so,
work on it.
Check it out. amp.freetalklive.com. Again, totally voluntary. If you can't afford $3 a month, don't worry about it. Leech our shows, take everything for free off the website. We have no problem
use us and abuse us.
Exactly.
We like it.
So, quick news from New London, Connecticut. Of course, as you probably are aware, there are some homeowners there that are having their houses and properties threatened by the government, specifically the New London Development Corporation, which is a front group that the government set up many years ago in order to take these people's property from them. Well, finally, after much public outcry, after the Supreme Court decision ruling in favor of the government and over property rights and ruling against property rights, there's been enough public outcry, there's been enough protesting, that the city commission has decided to oust the NLDC's top two guys.
Wow.
And that basically what they've said is, as I understand it, is either the NLDC ousts its top two guys, or the city will dissolve the NLDC entirely.
Wow.
So, The activists are thinking this is more symbolism than anything else. Personally, I'm pretty skeptical about it. I believe they'll oust these two guys at the top and just replace them.
About their ways.
Just replace them with a couple of jerks. You know, a couple of guys that might even be worse than the two that they currently have. Although it's hard to get worse than these two thugs, who are pretty much their job is to take people's property, their private property from them, which is of course outrageous.
They've got to be heartless, stone-hearted.
Well, they claim that they're not heartless. They claim that they're for the community. They claim that they're doing what's right for New London. And
I'm sure Stalin said the same thing.
Probably right. Hey, we're going to be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. We will see you then. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
In the meantime, join us online at freetalklive.com. And again, don't forget to help us amp the show. Get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. We will see you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.